Deep within the Geek Cave, there lives a sarcastic woman who jumped the snark years ago. With her cynicism talisman forever upon her neck, she guides you through the cinematic wasteland. It's time for the More Than Monthly Movie Review from the GRD Cinemistress, Carol the Cat.
Hello, this is the Cinemistress, and I went to the movies. And I did, in fact, actually go to the movies this week. I went and saw Deadpool 2, starring Ryan Reynolds as the Merc with the Mouth and Josh Brolin as Thanos. I'm sorry, starring Josh Brolin as Cable. Although there is a couple Thanos jokes in here. There's not, however, any Deadpool 2 Electric Boogaloo jokes in this movie, for which I am a bit disappointed. As usual, my review will be spoiler-free. I do have a couple spoilers. I'll save them for the end of the review, and I'll give you a fair warning. First, a public service announcement. This movie is rated R, as was the first Deadpool movie. Please don't take your small children to this movie. There's a lot of harsh language, violence, and some very upsetting CGI. Yes, this movie is about family, but please leave yours at home. So on to the plot of the movie. After tragedy strikes Deadpool and he realizes he can't just remove himself from the planet because he can't die, he decides he's going to take Colossus's advice and become an X-Man. Trainee. While on his first mission, Deadpool meets a young mutant named Russell, who's living in a home where they're trying to torture the mutant ability out of young children. DP naturally forms a bond with this kid, mostly because this kid is violent and reckless. And when Cable, a soldier from the future, comes looking to kill Russell, yes, he does have very good reasons why he wants to do this, Deadpool assembles a strike team, which he calls X-Force, and no, that's not derivative, to save Russell, the future, and the world. Yes, it is that dramatic. So let's break this movie down to the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good. This movie is very funny. Ryan Reynolds really has found his calling playing Deadpool. And frankly, I don't even see Ryan Reynolds anymore. I just see Wade Wilson. Sorry, Ryan, you've found your niche. Stick with it. Josh Brolin is also excellent as Cable, although most of his performance is basically just as a soundboard for Deadpool's quips. He still does a very good job, and it's nice to actually see his face. All your faves from the first movie are back, and it's nice to see that Dopinder the cab driver has a bigger part in this movie. And we get some new faces. Domino, in particular, is fantastic, as is Julian Dennison as Russell. If you've never seen Hunt for the Wildepeople, which is the last movie I saw Julian Dennison in, please see that movie. It is awesome. And he's really good as this abused kid, Russell. There's also a couple of really great cameos and a special guest, which I will name in the spoilers. The interaction between Deadpool and Colossus is really great in this film, and I look forward to seeing a bunch of Deadpool Colossus slash fic out there. I'm sure there probably already is, and that's why they have so much interaction between the two in this movie, but yeah, there's a good bromance there. Once again, the fourth wall is non-existent in this film, and Deadpool's mostly talking to the audience. And I will have to see this movie again just to catch all the quips, because they're that fast, and they're that funny. However, I did have a couple of issues, and that brings us to the bad. The CGI is at times a little bit sketchy. Not really for Colossus, who looks real good, but for the special guest who I'll name later. Yeah, that CGI didn't quite work. I also felt this movie needed more Negasonic Teenage Warhead. But then I think every movie could use Negasonic Teenage Warhead. I think she's awesome. I really want to be Negasonic Middle-Age Warhead. Her part was very limited, and that made me kind of sad. The only ugly I could find in this film was a few of the jokes got a little too juvenile for me, which was odd, particularly in a movie that's not meant for younger children, but it didn't detract from my enjoyment of the film at all. I really had a fun time watching this film. So, final thoughts. If you liked the first film, you'll love the second film. It's really funny. It's actually a surprisingly touching story about family, which is not an F word. And I don't mean touching in the bad way, although I think some of that is going on here. It's not quite as laugh out loud funny as the first one, but that first Deadpool movie was such a breath of fresh air and so surprising that I didn't think this could be that funny. They came very close though. Be sure to pay attention to the opening credits and stay for the end credits because that was the biggest laugh for me. There is not an end of the credit scene, but there is some pretty kick-ass music, so stay and let everybody else file out while you listen to some great music. This is a comic book movie, so it gets a comic book grade. I'm going to give Deadpool 2 an 8.5 very fine plus. Okay, here's your warning. Spoilers.
Spoilers. spoilers? What spoilers?
You tell me.
Spoilers.
He's the Juggernaut, bitch! I've never been a huge fan of Juggernaut, and I had heard a rumor that he might be in this film. I didn't think he'd play as big a part that he did, but yeah, he's there. And unfortunately, the CGI on Juggernaut did not work for me. It didn't. And I really did not need to see Juggernaut's ass. I did like in this movie how the bad guy switches from Cable to Russell to Juggernaut. And there's really not a consistent bad guy, unless you're counting the professor from the horrible school that Russell is at. But he's really a non-existent character until the very end. So this is a movie without a bad guy, which is kind of nice. But like I said, the CGI for Juggernaut was really shaky and it didn't quite work for me. However, the CGI for the upsetting baby legs, that will never be erased from my brain. Never. This is the Cinemistress signing off, and I'm going in search of some chimichangas.
GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. Find more of Carol the Cat at guardiansofthegeekery.com and purplehairedpixie.com.